This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. This is a series on what I think may be the implication for various practice areas because of what's going on in Ukraine. So I want to remind everyone listening, there's nothing that's being sold here, so you can relax, just information. But also, this is not political. I'm not saying it's right or wrong, or Putin's horrible, or he's wonderful, or any of that stuff. I'm just talking about what I see as the potential economic consequences here in the U.S. over the next 6 months to a year. So take all this with multiple grains of salt. Today, I want to talk about criminal defense and DUI. What are the implications for these practice areas? So the main premise here is that, as everyone knows, I don't need to tell you, gas prices are going up. When energy prices go up, everything has to be made and transported. So the price of everything will actually increase when energy prices increase. I'm sure most of everyone listening is old enough to know this, but just in case you haven't thought about it or experienced it, this is what's happening. So we're already in a high inflationary environment. I speak to a network of people all around the world. My copywriter is in London. I speak to him, so he tells me, oh, in England, inflation is high. I have another consultant that I work with who's in Australia. He tells me inflation's high there. Another guy that works for me that helps out with my podcast, he lives in Romania, and he tells me inflation is there. So I kind of have an impromptu worldwide network telling me what's going on. And they're all saying the same thing, that inflation to various degrees is rampant in every country that they're in. So it's not just the U.S., it's all over the world. But again, let's focus back here in the U.S. So your customers, we have to think, your clients, your potential clients, we have to think, how will they be affected? How will they be changed? Because if business dries up, you will be affected. If your business dries up, we will be affected at Speakeasy. So I have to think downstream, or I have to think ahead for you, our attorney clients, and for our listeners, and for our subscribers, and for our email recipients. And you need to think for your potential clients and your clients in your practice area. All right, so getting back to criminal defense DUI. So what's happening with everyone is they're getting squeezed. People's money will have to be channeled into housing and energy, such as electricity, water, garbage, etc., and food. Those are the three main areas that everyone's going to be channeled into. And they're going to have less discretionary money to buy Starbucks or to do whatever. But unfortunately, if they're arrested for DUI or theft or drugs or whatever it may be, they're going to have less money for you to be able to defend them, which is a potential problem. So what do you do? Do you have to offer more payment plans? And if you do, those can work, but they need management in order to do that. It may take 3 months to get money from someone, or 6 months, when otherwise they would just pay up front, you know, right away in cash or credit card. So that's something to consider. If you want help in accepting payment plans and getting all your money in the next, you know, 48 to 72 hours, there is a service that I worked with called iQualify Lending, the letter I. You want to speak to Jason Brown there. But again, the service is called iQualify Lending. No, I don't get anything if you work with them. I don't get anything if you don't work with them. But they are a solution if you have to offer a lot of payment plans and you need to get your money out and not sit and try to collect it for months on end from all these people alone. The other thing that I see is going to happen is I believe that people will be pushed more into diversion programs and probation type programs, because it may be cheaper to do that and to just get the case over with than to fight it and spend, you know, 4, 5, 10, 20 grand, etc. So those are some other trends I see. With DUI, as we know, it's all based around your ability to drive in your car. So insurance premiums are likely to go up, especially for SR22 or other high-risk insurances, you know, related to DUI or other motor vehicle type incidents. That's going to stress people. The cost of Uber and Lyft, if, you know, let's say someone's car is totaled or they're not allowed to drive, an interlock they may not be able to afford, et cetera, et cetera. So they're going to be squeezed and they may not be able to have a car or get around. So I had mentioned this already for personal injury lawyers that deal with auto accidents, that they need to pay attention to what's happening with the car situation and offer help. And again, as criminal defense and DUI, you may have to pay attention to the person's, your client's finances and find ways to help them to be able to afford you. I know you don't want to hear this. I know it's a pain in the rear, but we all have to be aware of the reality. Again, clients may not, I'm not saying they will or won't, but they may not have enough money for you to represent them adequately. They may be able to have you represent, but you know, you can't have any expert witnesses, or you can only file up to three or four motions, or you may be able to go to court, you know, two or three times instead of five or six if that's necessary. This needs to be communicated to potential clients, and you may want to offer tiered service. There's a number of attorneys that I've worked with that do offer this, and they've had varying degrees of success, but some have had a lot of success with it. So you may want to tell a client, well, listen, because your case is XYZ, there's two ways to go. I can go whole hog on it, get expert witnesses, do a whole bunch of motions, try to get this case, you know, beaten back as much as possible. It's going to cost more. Or I can do this other defense. It'll still be adequate. I'm certainly not going to under defend you, but we won't have the resources and the money to hire expert witnesses or do this, that, or the other. So the outcome, again, it's never guaranteed, but it may not be as good. Which one have you decided you want to go with? How important is it to you to get this case resolved with as little fallout and damage as possible? And that allows your client to tell you, all right, go whole hog, or yeah, you know, I've got to do something, but we'll do this, you know, maybe this lesser program. So these are things that you may want to consider offering, and again, with payment plans as well. Another thing that I'm advising many attorneys to do is to look through your chart of accounts and see if there's vendors that you can pay ahead for the next year. If you're going to use a certain vendor and they're charging you $100 a month, call them up and say, hey, we're using you. We're going to keep using you. I'd like to see if I can buy a year's worth of service up front. So maybe you'll save 10, 15, 20% on that service, and that'll help you with cash flow. You know, the month you pay it in, obviously it's a bigger outlay, but after that, you're not going to see that on your statements, and it'll improve your cash flow temporarily, and it'll save you money. So that's something you can do as well. You know, you may get $100 a month, you may get $200 a month in savings, you may get more. It just depends, but all that may ease the burden on you slightly with your overheads. So getting back to these practice areas, this is what I see. When the pandemic first started, I saw a very different transition. So DUI obviously fell way off because of the lockdowns, but because people were locked in, domestic violence surged. So some of you have capitalized on that, some of you haven't. In this current environment, with what's going on with Ukraine and war, etc., all that, I'm not sure what's going to happen specifically to the practice area, but I can tell you again, based on monetary effects, what I think is going to happen. But in terms of the type of cases that you're going to get or not get, that I don't know. And that it would be very good for you to keep your eyes and ears open. And every week, as you're talking to potential clients, notice what is changing. What are they saying that's different? How should you respond? And please give me that feedback. So if you're listening to this, email feedback, support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Tell me any ideas you have, any things you've tried that have worked or not worked. And I'm going to compile this information and put it back out to my list, you know, to our clients and everything, because I want everyone to benefit, and we all need to help each other in order to be prosperous through 2022 and not get caught up in recession or problem. I'll give you one more example. So 2 years ago, again, with the pandemic, I had done a series of audios at that time because I saw that attorney clients and our attorney listeners and subscribers needed guidance. So one thing I pointed out to tell people is, yes, we are open during COVID, and here's how to reach us. And I told attorneys to put that on their homepage. And I got back several attorneys that said, thanks, Rich. That was a huge help. Yeah, it was obvious, but we did it. And you may have saved our business. So I was real happy about that. I'm not saying this to brag. I'm saying this is the power of getting feedback and working as a community instead of just individually. So that's what I'm trying to do here, is help the community of attorneys out there. I have a lot of respect for all you. You work very hard. You perform an incredibly necessary service. And I'm very proud to work with you and help you. And it's my job and my pleasure to do so. So I hope that this helps you. I've done one of these audios, like I said, on auto accidents. Now we've done DUI and criminal. What's coming next will be family law, estate planning, bankruptcy, and a few other practice areas. If you have any questions or need any help, don't forget, call us, 888-225 8594, or you can email support@speakeasymarketinginc.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.